background now on that. Tell you a little bit, Myron. You know everything, Myron.
About what? Okay. Which is only half of what you know, Steve.
Yeah, well, go ahead, Myron.
But, well, the trials are pressed of the earth.
No, wait a second. I haven't asked you the question yet. Tell us about milk and cookies.
I'm going to give you the answers, then you ask me the questions. I'll do it like Jeopardy.
Sounds good.
No, what do you want to know about milk and cookies?
Here's a hat.
Okay, I'll take an answer out of the hat and give you the question. What is milk and cookies?
If you talk about milk and cookies, you know what a band, Myron.
Thank you. Well, I've been up late enough already. And milk and cookies is a New York band, an underground band, which, like Steve said, didn't have much success here in getting recording contracts and all that.
They have pale complexions.
Right, and they had acne too, I think, or eczema or something. They ate too many cookies.
Touchers.
But anyway, they went to England and they put out a record, which just never got released as a record, but the demo tapes fell into the possession of the Transoceanic Trouser Press, America's only British rock magazine, which is what my t-shirt says here. And if you ever see the Trouser Press, can I...
No, you can't do that, Myron.
I can't do that?
No, you can't.
Okay, well, just next time you're in a record store.
Anyway, there's an article about milk and cookies, and this is the first of the Transoceanic Trouser Press programs, which will be aired, how should I say it, whenever they come on the Mystic Eye show. And hopefully they promised me tapes of television and the Brats and whatnot. So we should be getting in the future anyway.
A Nasty Pop 2, maybe.
Nasty Pop 2. And also they did one with John's Children and Andy Ellison, which I have the tape for at home, although I will do that sometime in the future. Mm-hmm. In the meantime, let me look at everything and see if all the machines are working right. And let's go.
We'll do the trouser press, baby. 1, 2, 3.
Hi there, boys and girls. Welcome to another Trouser Press of the Air, brought to you by Transoceanic Trouser Press, America's only British rock magazine featuring the best underground sounds of the Big Apple, music you've only dreamed of, bands you've never heard of. Do you care?
You're so savage, Roger.
Stay tuned and find out on Trouser Press of the Air.
Hi, this is the Trouser Press of the Air. Ira Robbins taking over today. We're sitting here today with Ian North, the lead guitarist, songwriter, and prime mover in Milk and Cookies, one of New York's finer bands, who have the interesting specialization of having been to England and actually having recorded an album. What can you tell us about this, Ian?
Went to England, we recorded an album. It was never released. It may be released one day.
What's it like? I mean, you know, the whole dream of Americans is to become an English rock star. Tell us what it's like.
It was amazingly disappointing. I mean, we went over there, had fish and chips. They were really greasy. It was just not, you know, it wasn't the England of, you know, the Kinks. It wasn't, it was just people who talked funny and rain all the time. And that's really it. It was really a dull country, especially compared to New York City. I mean, London just doesn't compare to New York City. There's not that much to do there. The bars close at 11 o'clock. I mean, anything after 11 o'clock is an after-hours bar, and they're all private.
Okay, well, what's the future plans for the band? I mean, are you still together?
Yeah, we're still together, and the album may be released, and we're thinking really... Hello, Jay. I'm doing an interview. Shh. And we're actually thinking about the second album now, and it looks like we're going to get a chance to record it, but you never know. But the first one, we definitely want to get that released, though, first. And that should be really soon, though.
Okay, well, let's take this opportunity then to play the first album by Milk and Cookies.
Oh, by the way, let me add, though, what you'll hear now is the first version of it. What will probably come out will be a remixed version, which will probably be superior to this.
Okay, thank you very much, Ian.